So, I'm back with another episode. This is episode three, I believe. It's been a minute. But I just figured, since I'm driving, it's Friday, If you don't know, it's the day of the throat chakra energy. And I feel like that's one of the main reasons why I kind of wanted to start recording on Fridays. Because now that I'm getting more into my energy chakras, I feel like I'm starting to notice why each day feels the way that it does. Because each day is basically tied to each chakra. And lately, I have been feeling more vocal on Fridays. And it's not just about being vocal, it's about basically telling the truth as well to keep your throat chakra balanced. And just know I'm recording while I'm driving, passing through Texas right now. Hands-free. I have a headset on, because I'm working. But started my week on, I think it was Tuesday. I went to the park to ground and meditate. And it was better than what I expected. And it's crazy because I actually did it with the intentions to strengthen my third eye. And as I was meditating, I was hearing in my mind voices playing in my mind, people saying yeah, when you The one of the ways that you know that you truly opened your third eye is when you start seeing different colors. I seen blue, I seen purple, I seen red, I seen orange, I seen green, I even seen white, which that was the first time I actually was meditating and I seen white. And I went in with the intentions of, I'm saying, refreshing, recharging, releasing, and just basically becoming more grounded and preparing to, mentally preparing to be out this week. But so we left out Wednesday, like around 12. And we had to take a load to Dallas. And then we basically had to wait until today, which is Friday, September 8th. We had to wait today to basically, get a load. So last night, my mom came pick me up. Actually, first time to get to see her house in person out here. Because me and my wife, we're thinking about basically moving out to Texas. Because it's a whole lot cheaper out here. Granted, I know it's a lot of people probably migrating out here because it's cheaper, but you know, we just thinking about, you know, long term, just being able to better provide and do for our family. Because we just feel like, you know, which I'm sure of, many people that stay in Cali are starting to feel the same way. It's just becoming ridiculously overpriced. And me, I'm tired of all the BS that's constantly going on with people. You know what I'm saying? Which granted, I know things are gonna happen any and everywhere, wherever you go. But from what I've been hearing, like Texas is a whole nother lifestyle, like a slower lifestyle. Granted, the time difference is 2 hours ahead from Cali, but you know, I'm hoping if we do finally decide to move, I'm hoping it be a good one and for the best of, you know, our family. But yeah, that's crazy. Because I've been hearing a lot about this whole California, certain insurance companies are basically denying home insurance to a lot of California residents. And I heard a couple people say, well, it's probably because they know something is about to happen. And I'm just like, that's crazy. And then yesterday, I heard that in a few years, it's a possibility that California, basically like the whole West Coast, except for certain parts of Mexico and certain parts of Washington, will be underwater. Which, granted, nobody knows how true that is. I mean, we could only speculate. But that's not the first time I heard that. I actually heard a couple of people saying that it's best to get to the states that are in the middle of the US, because all the coast and surrounding states, if that ice wall break and goes into the ocean, is going to rise, make it's going to make the sea levels rise, which in turn, you know, the whole US is going to look different. But, and then all this talk about climate change and all this other BS, and I'm just like, man, like, here they go again with scare tactics. Now, granted, I'm not saying that it's not a possibility, because any and everything is possible. But now I'm kind of in a mindset of on us to like, okay, is this what they want to happen? That's why they putting it out there. so we can actually manifest it? Or is it inevitable for this to basically happen? That's where my mindset is. But yeah. I've been hearing a lot of stuff lately, and me after meditating coming up with the conclusion, like a lot of people say, oh, World War III about to pop off, but not realizing that World War III basically started with Russia and Ukraine. It may not seem like it. But yeah, and a lot of people always let us talk about, oh, we in the end times, but you know, the end times are now. We're basically moving into the age of Aquarius, and the end times is basically the end of a certain era or age. And where we are basically ascending into the Aquarian age, which is the age of revealing basically all truths. That's why you got so much information freaking being revealed, but people still don't want to take heed, do their own research, and question everything. They want to stay stuck, but at the same time not realizing that even the frequency of Earth is rising. So the whole quote-unquote rapture is happening now. And if you don't basically change your frequency and vibrate higher, you're going to be stuck in this third density, this basically third dimension reality as far as your mindset goes. But a lot of people don't see it. They want to stay, you know what I'm saying, stuck in they three lower chakras. And it's crazy because I had a mental picture of all the chakras lined up in the body. And then the heart chakra is where the crossroads is supposed to be. How people say Christ died on a cross. And it's like, the heart chakra is when you raise your frequency up to your heart chakra, that's when your, I don't want to say that's when your life starts to change, but that's when you start to operate and move different. So I guess you can say that's when your life starts to change. And you start seeing things from a whole nother different perspective. And another thing a lot of people probably don't realize is that basically the Earth's frequency is the heart chakra. And if you basically mix the words up, Earth actually spells out heart. And yeah, man, I was just thinking like, the heart chakra is what separates your lower self from your higher self. But in order to get to your higher self, you have to first love yourself unconditionally. You have to basically raise that frequency or raise your frequency to ascend to a higher level of consciousness. And I've always said this, like, if you're not constantly growing, changing, evolving, you're basically slowly dying. And when I think about it, it's kind of sad, like, how people are still stuck in certain stages and certain aspects of the way that they've been taught to think and what to believe. But then I also heard a wise man say, and I posted it on my story, he say, don't you know that a belief is a doubt? And I thought about that, like, they teach us to believe in this, believe in that, believe in this, but dang, got a car interruption, but, and I don't even remember what was I talking about, but anyway, right now, I'm on my way to Phoenix. Phoenix, Arizona. Hopefully, once we leave Phoenix, or when we get to Phoenix, hopefully we can get another load coming back east just so we can get a good amount of miles this week. But yeah, I know I mentioned us moving out to Texas, hopefully. But yeah, we'll see. And then I also mentioned the whole, supposedly, the whole, the majority of the West Coast supposedly going underwater by 2030. But then I've also heard possibly by 26. But yeah, like I said before, we could only speculate what the future holds. And I think I was talking about basically, like, when it comes to your heart chakra, it's basically a gateway basically to your higher self. Like, it divides the higher self from the lower self. And I know I was saying, like, if you don't have unconditional self-love, then you can possibly be stuck in your lower self. And if you do a whole study on chakras, like, you would know, like, fight or flight mode, basically being in survival mode, that's how you know you're in your lower chakras. And there's a certain way to raise your frequency and vibration to your heart chakras, and at the same time to balance out all of your chakras. But yeah, I know for sure I was talking about we're transitioning into the age of Aquarius, which is the end of an age, going into a new age. And that's basically what it talks about in the Bible when it comes to revelations. And in order, like, and you will start seeing the signs. Wars, rumors of wars, nations rising against nations, famines, world anomalies, natural disasters, and a massive output of propaganda, which is, I feel like, has been happening, but more so now than ever since 2020. With the whole plandemic, and supposedly this month was supposed to kickstart that cycle all over again. All over again to basically keep people in fear. When you in fear and in survival mode, you in your lower chakras. You can't rise. And that's where they want to keep people, because little do people know, but your fears is what they feed off of. Your fears manifest depending on how much you dwell on them. Your fears manifest faster than your beliefs or your prayers. Your fears manifest faster than what you believe or what you pray about. And it kind of reminds me of Monsters, Inc. Like how the monster is basically fed off of the fear of kids until the system got switched, and then they started feeding off of their good energy, their positive energy. Like, if you really think about it, that's kind of how the world is now. Like, they literally feed off of your negative energy, which is negative energy is based in fear. And we have the power to switch that and change that negative frequency and negative energy into positive, so that we can manifest what we want the outcome to be, instead of what they are trying to push and what they are trying to and how they're trying to control the narrative of the world, basically. But a lot of people don't see life like that. Like, and another thing, I want to say it was like a confirmation, basically, like, because I was listening to this dude podcast. I think his name is Seven. On my way out here, I think I was passing through New Mexico. And like he basically said that it's a possibility that the stars that we see at night are just reflects are just lights of us retracting into this third density and going into our bodies. And it just brought me back to the thought I had. I was just like, bro, because I would hear like, okay, like I would hear about light bodies. You know, I'll hear a lot of people saying like, or not even a lot of people saying, but it even says in the Bible that we are the light of this world. We have a light within us. And then it's even a scripture in the Bible that basically says, if your eye is dark, then basically, your whole body will be dark. But if your eye is light, then you will be light. And you will, I'm not saying it verbatim, but basically that's what I got from it, which I'm gonna have to go back to it and look at it. But basically, like if your eye is single, which in return, it's talking about your third eye. If your third eye is light, then you will be light and you will shine light. But if your third eye is closed, which is if it's dark, if it's dormant, if it's shut, then you will be dark. And it makes sense. And what else? I heard that kind of made me think, like, or made me get that thought that we are the stars. Oh, yeah, people constantly saying, oh, we star seeds. And then it was also a study showing that basically we, the compounds of our flesh basically make up the compounds of the quote unquote stars in space. And I'm just thinking like, bro, what if we are the light of the stars projecting into this reality? Sort of like how the movies in a sense. Like, it's literally a projector freaking projecting onto a screen, showing you this whole picture of this reality that makes it seem real. And on top of that, like, knowing that, we are energy, we have a soul. We don't die. And then I seen a video of how the way light reflects off water and how water reflects when it comes to frequency. Because it's also been proven that we are 70% water. And then I also seen, I guess this it's a dude on Instagram that basically like captured these pictures with light and how water reacts to certain frequencies. And literally, he somehow like takes these pictures, and it's like three of them, and then he stacks them on each other, and it creates a person's face. And I'm just like, you know what? It's crazy. It's crazy if you really think about it. Like, and that's why I've been telling myself, like, because I looked up my numerology, and I have a number 7 in my chart. I think that's my expression number. And literally, the basis of that expression number is seeking out truth, wisdom, and knowledge, and rising spiritually. And basically, like, showing and helping others to do the same. And then last week, I was listening to a podcast where they was basically explaining, like, as far as earth signs, basically their mission here is to go within themselves. Go within themselves and find the value within themselves. And that's literally what I've been teaching and self-practicing without even knowing that. So when I heard it, it was like, oh wow, like this is crazy. Like, and then I literally just heard on another podcast coming out here from the dude 7, the same dude that I heard about the whole we could possibly be stars, or we could possibly be the stars reflecting light to this reality that makes up who we are within this body or within our bodies. And basically he literally was saying, like, in order for you to truly know yourself. And I literally said this last week on one of my stories. I said, in order for you to truly know and find yourself, you have to go within. You have to go within. In order for you to truly know who and what you are and what you were put on this earth or came back to this earth to do, you have to go within to know and to find yourself. You're never going to find yourself looking outward. You have to go within. Deep down in the depths of your soul. And you also have to study yourself. And I feel like it's not just one aspect of you. Like, study your zodiac sign. And then go deeper. Study your numerology. Figure out what's the meaning of your birth name. You know what I'm saying? And, like, study all of that and find a way to connect it. And then not even just that, but meditate. Meditate, go within you know, go to a quiet place and just meditate, but go into meditation with the intention, excuse me, of gaining that enlightenment, gaining that wisdom, gaining that knowledge, that knowing instead of belief. Like, you know that you have two legs, two arms, and a head. You don't believe that you do. You know you do. You know when you have money in your bank account. You don't believe that you do or believe that you will. You know it. So when you know something, you can't deny the fact that it's real. And there's a lot of things that I will say, but I'm not, because I know it'll piss a lot of people off. But it's neither here nor there. But yeah, I'm like, it's crazy how now that I'm thinking about from last week to, you know, telling people, you know, to go within, to find yourself, and then to hearing on different podcasts is like saying that, you know, even to hold the whole situation with the Taurus, the grounding, or the earth signs, oh, also, and the water signs. So the opposite of my sign is a Scorpio. Scorpio is water. So the spiritual aspect of a Taurus is basically a Scorpio. And a Taurus is an earth sign, and Scorpio is water sign. And with both of those signs, with earth and water, basically, those signs must go within. And teach other people to do the same, to find value within yourself. So I'm just like, mentally, I'm just thinking like, you can't make this up. Like, it connects too well. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I honestly just feel like it's not no coincidence. Like, a lot of stuff just adds up too perfectly, like a puzzle. And I don't know, I just keep telling myself, like, you know, I'm going to continue to grow mentally, spiritually, physically, you know, because like I said earlier, like if you don't, then you're slowly dying. You're slowly perishing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's too much information out there for us not to indulge in it, than to just be stuck in one area and aspect of our life and not grow, not see no change. And I was even posting on my story earlier today, even about what we speak. You know, we use certain words and terminology, and then still wonder why we're in the same negative mindset and space and low frequency. Like, in order for you to change your life, you have to change the way you think, and you also have to change the way you speak. You have to change what you say. You have to stop self-sabotaging with negative talk, with a negative mindset, you have to start replacing those negative thoughts with positive. That one negative thought, place it with 10 positive thoughts. That one negative phrase or word, replace it with 10 positive phrases or words. You have to do the work. It's not just going to happen like that. It's never just going to happen like that. Like, you have to do the work. You have to do the research. And I even tell people, like, there's certain stuff that I say, like, don't believe me. Go do your own research. Find out for yourself. That's the whole point of, you know, a lot of conscious teachers or, you know, freaking had a brain fart, but yeah, but that's the purpose of a lot of people out here basically spreading truth. It's to get you to think for yourself. It's not to get you to believe in what they're saying, but it's to help you to see a different perspective. Have to basically like expand your consciousness to think outside of the box. That's why a lot of them do what they do. To get you out of that slave mentality mindset, to get you to think for yourself. Especially when it comes to certain things that are happening in this world. And for you to know who you truly are, what you truly are. And to change the aspect of what you believe in. And not to just believe in something, but to know what it is that you believe in. To know what it is that you have faith in. So, yeah. I'm going to continue on my spiritual journey to raise my consciousness, expand it, and to grow, to obtain as much wisdom and knowledge I possibly can, and to share it. And not to try to force people to believe what I believe or to force people to know what I know, but to give the message and allow them to do whatever they see fit with it, whether if they want to take heed to it or not. At the end of the day, that's your choice. We have free will, and I'm big on free will, because my life path number is 5, my life path number is 6, which is balance, but my soul urge number is 5, which is freedom, and which is to be free or to be set free. So, learn about yourself. Go within to find your true self, who you are, what you are, your purpose. You know, expand your consciousness, you know, seek Facts, receipts, so that you won't just believe in something and be stuck in a belief. Granted, we can't see the wind, we can feel it, so we know it's there. We see the effects that it has. So we don't just believe that the wind or the air is real. We know it is. We know it's there. We can see it when it comes. We could also feel it. But yeah, this is just my little car rant. Episode 3. Appreciate everybody that's been listening and continue to listen. The more I have to talk about, the more I will put out. And also one thing, like another thing I'm gonna say, when it comes to people's opinions, a lot of y'all have to stop getting mad off of other people's opinions, bro. Y'all really do. Like, somebody's opinion is just their opinion. And if it's not facts, it's not facts. It's just their opinion. It's just their speculation. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. So if somebody has an opinion that is different than yours, just see it as that. Just take it for face value. And if you don't agree with their opinion, just agree to disagree. You don't have to get mad and try to force somebody to have the same opinion as you, or be mad at somebody because their opinion is different than yours, or even feel some type of way that somebody have an opinion of you, especially if it's negative. That opinion at the end of the day is not going to pay your bills. That opinion at the end of the day is not going to determine whether you live or die, whether you rich or poor. So just take it as that, their opinion. There's been too many times and too many discussions that I've seen people had discussions with people, and they feel some type of way about your opinion because your opinion is different than theirs. And it's like, if everybody's opinion was the same, then I feel like we would all be robots. We all are here to experience this life differently in our own walk to enlightenment or spirituality or God. We're all here trying to figure it out. And don't get mad because somebody's opinion or belief is different than yours. That's not righteousness. At the end of the day, so yeah, y'all stay safe out there. Keep your eyes open because this pandemic is coming back. So just be aware of that. There's a possibility that They're going to try to have everybody on lockdown again. I heard they're already closing schools in certain states. They're going to try to come out with another wave of vaccines and mandates and all this BS. And I hope that y'all don't fall for it this time. And know that when we are strong individually, when we come together as strong individuals, we are stronger as a people. Hear what I said. If we are already strong individually, and we come, and those strong individuals come together, that makes us an even stronger people. But understand and keep that in mind, that in order for you to be strong, you have to do that work yourself. Nobody can do it for you. They can do it with you, but they can't do it for you. They can help you along the way, but they can't do it for you. You have to do it yourself. But yeah, man, y'all stay blessed. Stay safe. Stay dangerous. Stay aware. And always remember to spread love. Peace.